The Lord be with you. I hope this finds you well, and I hope as we come again to meet for communion, as we have been doing so over these many months, that you will be encouraged to hear that we're hoping to be able to do this in person from September 13th. We have works in place that are going to be setting up a booking system where you will be able to book in online. You will be receiving an email. For those of you who have not been receiving emails, and please do email the office, office@kotg.ie, and you will receive information as to how to book and what that looks like. And we will be beginning those services come the 13th of September. Before that, on September 6th, we have our Easter Vestry meeting. That will be a Zoom that we will be doing online. Again, if you are wanting to be involved with that, you will need to email the office. An email will be coming out from the office, but for you to connect in with them, to let them know that you would like to partake in that in relation to what is going on as a church, as a community, and for our voting as well that will be happening in relation to what is coming up for this coming year. With all that information and with all that is going on, we continue to pray for safety and for peace as the schools will be heading back this week. Some have already started that, but we ourselves, our own school, will be starting back this week already. Staff have been meeting, so do pray for them as they do that in the safest and the most fun manner for all the children coming in through their doors. But let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our Collect for Purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for this morning, the 12th Sunday after Trinity. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, save through the merits and meditation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Acts chapter 28, verses 28 to 31. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ, according to Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse 21. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what he for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and blessing to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. We come to the end of our series as we have been looking at prayer and what that has been for us as a community, as we pray for these difficult days that we have all been facing in this pandemic, bringing our needs and the needs of those around us. And as we have been over the last few weeks, been thinking about how we look to the needs of those around us within our own community, and how we pray for that growth for ourselves, for our leaders, and again, for within our community. This particular passage, for those of you who have been listening in to the devotions over the summer and the beginning of the summer, we have been looking and focusing in on the journey of Paul that he has been taking throughout his whole ministry, and for the pain and for the suffering and for the grief that he has gone through, and yet his perseverance and his commitment has been something that we all can show and reflect within our own lives. Before this particular verse, in verse 28, we read in a quote that he has, that he has given from Isaiah. Go to this people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Back in the prophet of Isaiah, God is putting out this challenge. If my people are not going to listen to me, grant, I'm going to go and talk to somebody who will listen to me. That's our challenge today, because God is speaking to all of us. Are our hearts dull? Have our ears become deaf? Have our eyes become blind so we do not hear or see what God is saying, what God is doing? I have been saying this so often over this pandemic, that all of us, if it was not for a pandemic, we would have all desired to have this time, this space to reflect. And we have been given, or we've had imposed on us, this time and this space. And the question now is, what have we been doing with it? Where have we been with God, our Savior, in all of this? We rejoice because we have salvation. We rejoice because of our salvation in God. We are the proof of the truth within this verse. God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen. We are the Gentiles. We have heard this truth. And yet it is our charge that we bring this truth, we live this truth with those around us. How we welcome other people into our homes, obviously under government guidelines. How we welcome other people on our streets, with our neighbours, as we go for a walk, as we bring the dog for a walk, as we go for shopping, whatever it is that we do, how do we proclaim the kingdom, the salvation that we have? I know we've all probably heard this adage, always preach the gospel and if necessary, use words. And that's the challenge for us. What is the gospel? Well, the gospel is Jesus. Full stop. And I could almost finish there and say, just be Jesus. Preach Jesus. Live Jesus. The challenge we have is some of us focus on a particular part of Jesus or an aspect of Jesus that we like. And those other aspects, those other challenges that we're not too fussed on about Jesus, well, I won't go there. Our salvation is incorporated of all the embodiment of God, Jesus, Holy Spirit. And this is who we are called to be to those around us. We proclaim that well. We need to teach who Jesus is in our life. And in this time, we will be looking as we move forward as to how we are able to gather and meet within the on church premises, physically, indoors, in what we can do, how we continue to be church as we have been over these 6 months when we have not met together physically, but we have been together spiritually, and we have been reaching out and meeting the needs of those around us as the church has been called to do. Where have you seen God at work over these number of months? Where have you seen God work, his love demonstrated? I think all you need to do is go into our local SuperValue and you will see the demonstration of love, the love of God, very obviously in those that are serving, in those that have been consistently serving over these last number of months. Where would we have been without John and the others who work in SuperValue? Encourage them, bless them, let them know that they have been a blessing from God for you as you have been shopping. This is the kingdom of God at work. This is what we have been called to see, not just what we do as a church, but for those around us. And we have our role to play. We have our part to do in all of this. Let's not just watch God at work, but let us join God at where he is at work to bless and to encourage those around us. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. For the suffering in the church and in the world, let us pray and bring all of these requests to our Lord Jesus Christ. Give grace to the church to show forth the death of our Lord, to follow where he leads and proclaim his salvation. Give courage and strength to all who minister the gospel when their burdens are heavy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Forgive the greed for material wealth that damages many lives in the world. Have pity on all who are in misery through their own selfishness or by the indifference of those who rule them. Bring them into the way of service and salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our daily pilgrimage, may we bear with gladness both the troubles that come to us and the little things which tempt us to impatience. As we see Christ in all things, may we bring his light to all those whose way through this world is joined with ours. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on those who bear the heavy crosses of sickness or poverty, of loneliness or bereavement. And we bring the Coleman family before you this morning in the loss of their mum, Eileen. We thank you for the peace and the rest that she has in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who, having laid aside their burdens, have seen the Son of Man in his glory as Son of God and are with him forever. Give us grace so to follow his cross in this world that we may at last enter into eternal life. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross, and we meet in his name and we share his peace. And again, I encourage you this day to connect with those that maybe you have not seen, to be able to give that peace in the peace that you have received from Jesus Christ. Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. And wherever you find yourself this day, if you want to have some bread, a wafer, a biscuit, and some juice, a drink, or some wine, please do get that as we celebrate and have fellowship, even as we are apart. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we'll pray prayer one. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The body of Christ, given for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you. Lord of all mercy, we, your faithful people, have celebrated the memorial of that single sacrifice, which takes away our sins and brings pardon and peace. By our communion, keep us firm in the foundation of the gospel, and preserve us from all sin, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And may you be reminded as you go out this week of the salvation that you have because of Jesus Christ. May you model the love of God the Father in all that you do, all that you connect with. And may you have open ears and eyes to see what Holy Spirit is doing around you. Join God at work. Be Jesus to those that you meet. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.